Hello and welcome, everybody. And thank you for listening to Bay City Podcast. I am your gracious host. What is my name again?
Jojo Binks.
No, it's not Jojo Binks. My name is Gadget, and with me is Keeper.
Good evening, podcast listeners.
Oh, my God. And with us is Blabbermouth.
I don't talk very much, actually, but hello, everybody.
Anyway, we are three members of the infamous rock band from Atlanta, Georgia, the Bay City Psychos, and we basically what happened was I sat around and listened to these two guys talk so much, that and they are literally crazy, that I figured let's do a show and let's just throw out topics and then we'll BS and let's see what happens and who listens. So
pulling out the whips and chains tonight.
Yes, we are.
Crazy is an understatement.
Yes. And so anyway, thank you guys for listening. We are going to go this week. What other thing are we going to talk about other than our favorite subject besides
women and man?
Yes, we're going to talk about Star Wars. Thank you very much. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Star Wars, the original trilogy, not the other stuff.
The Clone Wars, that's the original.
No, it's not. Stop.
Hate mail.
You're crazy. Anyway, we're going to talk about the original Star Wars and give you ideas, into our brains and how we think of these movies. The new one is coming out at Christmas. Are you guys stoked about that?
Oh, heck yeah.
Can't wait. I'm so excited.
When you saw the preview, did you like get chills when you heard Han Solo talking?
I had to change my underwear.
You what?
I had to change my underwear.
Did you really?
Twice.
Twice? That in a 10-second span?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so I felt the same way. I got chills. And
did you pee yourself?
No, I did not pee myself, though. I'm in control of my bladder, even though I'm an old guy.
He wears the pin, so, I mean, he can do what he wants.
You're not supposed to tell people that. Anyway, okay, so let's start with Star Wars. As far as the original trilogy go, where does that rank for you? Star Wars, does it rank 1, 2, or 3?
As far as which movie is better than the
yes.
other?
Yes.
You mean A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi?
Yes.
Which one of those is our favorite?
Yes.
Or the original title, Revenge of the Jedi.
Yes, I will start. I'll start. My favorite of the three is Empire Strikes Back, then Star Wars, then Return of the Jedi.
It's pronounced
A New Hope. Star Wars.
Okay, so where do you? Okay, we'll start with you, Keeper. Where do you?
Empire Strikes Back
is number one.
Is my number one, and the reason being is the adorable little crazy Yoda.
Of course.
It's mine. It's mine. And starts whacking on R2-D2. And Luke's like, "No, don't hurt my droid." Have to use different noises because the other ones are copywritten.
Yes, so. I think that's.
Are they really copywritten?
I'm betting yes.
Why not?
You owe them money now.
No, I use different languages.
No, yeah, he used different voices. Yeah. Okay, and then Blabbermouth. I'm just going to call you BM.
Bowel movement.
He takes plenty of them.
I poop all the time.
Good Lord, you are not kidding. Anyway, okay, so how do they fall for you?
Return of the Jedi. Ugh. A New Hope. Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, my God.
No, kiss my left foot.
Yeah, blasphemy. What is wrong with Empire Strikes Back?
There's nothing wrong with it, but in Return of the Jedi, are we going to do a part where we talk about why they're our favorite later?
Yeah, you're doing it now.
Okay, Return of the Jedi is my favorite. One, because those Ewoks rock.
They're Muppets, man. It's a Muppet movie.
They're called
Your
Ewoks.
Your mom's a Muppet movie.
Yeah.
Number two, how often do you get to see a hot babe in a completely okay. gold bikini.
Okay, no. I will give that to you. Leia in the slave girl outfit is awesome.
And talk about that Sarlacc. I mean, who wouldn't want to dive into that? Sexiest beast on Tatooine.
Yep. And then you see Jabba the Hutt get strangled.
Or orgasm, whichever he was getting on the show.
With his tongue sticking out. He got What's that chick's name? He got Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Speaking Mama of June. Which,
she just wait, she just got.
Are
off
you talking about the really big, huge, fat lady? In the,
yep.
Oh my god! The
and
slave.
If you're watching, if you're listening to this, Honey Boo Boo's mom, you're welcome. But by the way, Honey Boo Boo's mom.
I'm chasing a rabbit here, but you gotta listen to it.
Yeah, yes. Honey Boo Boo's mom just got offered $1 million.
$1 million.
To be in a porn.
By Vivid Entertainment.
Wow.
I might watch it.
Would you really?
It would be gross, but it would be something new.
I mean, it's something. You sit down and eat like 12 whole pizzas while
punish
watching.
Punish porn. If you want to make yourself hate sex, watch it. But anyways.
I'm celibate forever.
I mean, there's so many different things that happen in Return of the Jedi that one second you're here, the next second you're here, and it's like it never stops like doing something new and bringing you something crazy. But Empire of the Strikes Back is really awesome. I love Yoda. I love how Yoda does all the crazy douchebag stuff he does. Like, he's a jerk.
At the beginning, he is.
And then, yeah.
You ever know, if you watch the movie and close your eyes and think Grover, because it's the same voice as Grover.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll hear,
mind blown.
You'll hear Grover. Yeah, when anyway.
Well, then, I mean, you know, and it's cool, but it's just slower. Great because it fills in a lot of spots. It explains a lot. You know, Hoth. You know, that's awesome. The whole situation on Hoth and the speeders are probably the coolest of all of.
Okay,
the,
wait, hold on. Are we talking about Jedi or Empire?
Empire.
Okay, you're at Empire now. Okay, keep going.
So, you know, Empire has Hoth. It's got all the cool things that happen. I mean, you know how cool it would be to take down an AT-AT with a harpoon? That's like ninja stuff. And then,
true.
But now, oh, the Return of the Jedi is also my favorite because scout troopers look the coolest to me, and they drive those awesome speeder bikes.
They do look pretty cool.
The speeder bikes. And at Disney, you could get on one, remember?
Heck yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's one that's mounted, and you could get on it, and it has like a background.
And it doesn't even move, but guarantee Blabbermouth would hit a tree sitting
yes,
on it.
Yes, it's true.
I have a picture of me racing Luke and Leia, and I accidentally hit a tree. I was winning, and then I hit a tree.
Just pulled a Lando Calrissian.
Nice. Leia. He was black?
Are you making fun of me because I'm black?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay, so, all right. So, and then you love, okay, so your order was Return of the Jedi.
A New Hope.
What's up with New Hope?
New Hope's awesome. Luke Skywalker is the biggest.
My little baby. Aunt and Uncle Dad.
Well, he's the biggest douche I've ever seen on the planet. Yeah, me and my friends used to kill those things all the time back on my planet. Yeah, I'm the best there is. Now, I love TIE Fighters are awesome. Yeah. I love the whole ending battle. It sucks that, like, everyone dies almost.
You think Darth Vader threw up in his helmet while he was spinning out of control? Then he just stuck in there, just sounding like Jabba the Hutt having an orgasm.
Yes.
Tongue sticking out. We don't know. He could have been touching things during that spin.
Oh, he was all over them joysticks.
And TIE Fighters are actually pretty cool, but they do not seem like they would be a very intelligent ship to fly.
Did
especially
you
if
know
a rock hits your window.
The sound of a TIE Fighter is a mixture of tires on a wet road and an elephant.
I'm just not surprised by that.
That is a fact.
Yeah, did you? Was it in a documentary or something?
Yes, it was.
I think I've seen the documentary. The one that always cracked me up was how they made like the laser gun shots. You know, those really big towers for electricity.
Mm-hmm.
They have these really long wires, and they would just tap them with the metal, and it would go pew pew.
Ah,
yeah. So and they mic'd them. That's really smart. I mean, I could never do that job. You know, Chewbacca was like a walrus, a bear, a lion, and like a fart all together, and it's like.
Now that you mention it, I can catch a little right in there.
Every time I watch that movie, I always listen for the fart. It's really awesome. You know somebody's sitting at home right now going, damn, I miss that fart every time. So, Keeper, why do you love Empire?
I mean, I thought it was pretty straightforward from the get-go. Yoda.
Yoda, sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's adorable. Yoda's Who wouldn't want Yoda? Oh my gosh, no. He's, I mean, let's just talk about Yoda for a minute. Look at him. Just imagine, close your eyes if you're listening. All right, imagine this short little green dude in this whitish gray little robe walking around with a little stick. Even though he's a filthy liar, he didn't even need that stick. He's been using it for hundreds of years. But and he's talking all
is he a porn
cryptic.
Star?
He is a porn star. He's the first porn star.
He's been using from a galaxy stick for far, far years. Away.
His industry name was Uncle Hammer.
And he does talk all cryptic. The like, end of his sentence.
If I were Luke or anybody else, I'd be like, why in the world can you not give me a straight answer? You need to shut up.
Yeah.
Sit down, or I am going to give you
the Jedi choke.
A titty twister on your ears. Because I'm not sure if you have nipples.
Yeah, we've never seen him without a shirt.
He might have like six. What if he has udders?
He could have. That'd be cool. Really? You want to milk a little Yoda? You
Yoda
can milk
milking.
Anything if it has nipples.
Milk Yoda.
I wonder why. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, I wonder why Yoda never had kids, but I forgot Jedis aren't supposed to love.
Yeah.
That's why Anakin. That's what women do to you, folks. You start loving a woman and you go to the dark side.
It's true.
You get to see Han Solo do this whole, you can't see me, but you're just like. Just frozen in that kryptonite.
Oh, kryptonite? That's a different movie.
Yeah, whatever. Carbon, whatever.
Carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide.
And Boba Fett, I mean.
Boba Fett is
sick.
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
His ship is crazy cool.
Rumors he will be showing up in future films.
Yes. There's going to be a spinoff.
Yeah.
And somebody said that when he fell down the Sarlacc thing,
he had his jetpack on. He could have flew right back up.
Yep, and we didn't get to see it. Or somebody even made a movie.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
Where he hung on to one of the tentacles and climbed his way out.
Yeah.
Which is pretty badass. That's
now, one thing I read was that, expanded universe thing, but that Boba Fett used to, for enjoyment, jump into the Sarlacc and then fly back out. Because he was just crazy.
He's crazy.
Like, I'm just going to jump in this big vagina and see if I can make it all the way back out.
Yes.
The Fountain of Youth.
Yes.
He did not want to live anymore, so he wanted to go back in.
I just don't even know.
What
okay.
if that was his mother?
Boba Fett's mother. No, because Boba Fett's a clone, man.
Jeez.
Okay.
Ketchup and mustard.
So we all agree that Empire Strikes Back is the best.
No.
I'm just kidding. So Keeper and
El Jefe Keeper.
Keeper and I agree that Empire is the best and Blubbermouth is wrong.
Return of the Jedi, Roll Tide.
He's backwards.
Roll Tide. Okay, so, and this is cool. For me, when it comes to Empire Strikes Back, I love it because the first thing is I love the snow scenes. Mm-hmm. I think that's such a curveball from the desert at the beginning of the other one,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the complete opposite, but and I always love how the first three movies that came out, they always started in space, And then when you get to after Hoth, then you've got the whole thing with Yoda, which is awesome, and it's comedic. There's funny parts.
I can't pick up this ship. It's too big.
Yeah.
Well, step aside, young one. I'm going to pick this up. Watch this. You're an idiot.
Yeah. And he does it with no problem. And of course, he says, I can't believe it. And he's like.
And he looked at him straight in the eye, grabbed him by his head, and said, Thug life. Dropped his cane, walked off.
How stinky do you think it was when they cut open that raptor / goat?
Goat.
I can't remember. What are they called? Wontons? Like wontons?
Tauntauns.
Tauntauns.
Wontons.
That's why I was like, hey, wonton soup. They make it from that little creature.
Yes, maybe.
That's why I don't like it.
Yeah, when they cut him in half and then sleep in his innards.
Oh, you want some wonton soup? I'll fix it right up for you. Let me get Mr. Skywalker out of the way.
I'm pretty sure that was racist, but we'll keep going.
Hey, I don't see... Never mind, I'll pass on that one.
Yeah, he's straight. Okay, anyway.
I hope so.
Oh, Hannah, you don't come in and disrespect my wonton soup.
Okay, I am going to... This is why I'm doing this. I'm going to play word association with you guys. I'm going to throw out a character's name from Star Wars. Each of you are going to tell me what you think.
Oh, okay, you throw anything my way.
Okay, we're gonna start with Blabbermouth. You ready?
Blabbermouth.
Wicket the Ewok.
Vagina. Awesome. Like, okay, so I'm supposed to explain what I thought about him?
Yeah.
I thought this was word association, not descriptions.
You could do a description. How about
my lord.
Okay, one word. Cute.
Now, you know the guy that's in that costume is Warwick Dunn.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Harry Potter
and Willow, and he did a... If you guys have never seen... Did
he play the Leprechaun in Leprechaun as well?
I don't think so, no.
They all look the same.
Right. Oh, my God. There's... Okay, so there is...
I apologize. I think you're all adorable. I'll take you out to eat if you're a female, and then I'll just play kickball with you if you're male.
Harry Potter taught me that you're all goblins.
You won't bank. Use the little person as the ball. You'll actually just play kickball with them.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So, anyway, if you guys have never seen on HBO, he did, for one season, they did a documentary. It's a fake documentary now. What do they call it? Like a mockumentary. Yeah.
This is cool. Where they
followed,
you showed me.
Yeah, we watched it together where they followed his life around. And there's this one scene where... he moves into an apartment, and of course, the peephole is way too high, and he can't see it. So he has somebody come in and move the peephole down to his level. But every time he looks out, all he sees is crotches. So he's looking through it. I mean, it didn't even occur to me either. I was watching him put the thing in, and I was thinking, sure, he's going to see their faces. No, he doesn't. He sees crotch.
And then they open the door on him.
No. Remember, no. What they did was they put, like, stairs stuck to the door so he could walk up the door to the peephole so he could look out. And then they opened the door, and he was just hanging on to the door. It was the funniest damn thing. I don't know what that's called, and I'm sorry that I don't, but... HBO, Warwick Dunn Show. You guys will love that. Next word for Keeper. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
Jar Jar Binks.
Composure. Jar Jar Binks.
Jojo Binks?
Not Jojo.
I thought we were talking about...
What
the
is there to
three.
Say? Yeah.
No. This is just word association.
Word association with Jar Jar Binks. I'm going to tell you what. There's a lot of hate out there on Jar Jar Binks. There's a lot of hate on Ewoks, too, that I've been finding out recently. And all I have to say to all of you who hate Jar Jar Binks and the Ewoks is to suck my left toe.
Because Jar Jar Binks isn't that bad. Why does everyone hate Jar Jar Binks? He's the comic relief.
Sure. He's a lot like Aunt Jemima or something. He's going to make me some waffles or something, you know. But what does it matter? He was a fun little...
Yeah, they definitely made it like a racial...
But I don't get it. There's so many, like, what is so bad about him? He does have a storyline in the Clone Wars series.
You know who really
the
sucks
show.
In those are the stupid droids. How about we talk trash about those droids? Because those things were dumb.
They were.
You don't like it. We'll say something about it. I'll drive to Pensacola where you're methed out or something. We'll have a talk.
Then we'll have a segment about all the hate mail called... Why you're an idiot.
Well, so the droids, they're very simple. Like, they didn't even have any, like, real...
Sir, someone just killed our leader.
Yeah.
What should we do?
Yes, that's...
Ah!
Yeah, that's basically what they were.
I mean, I like how funny they are in the Clone Wars, but in the... When I refer to the Clone Wars right now, I'm referring to the cartoon, but... You know, they're pretty cool, but Jar Jar Binks has a legit story. There should not be as much hate as there is on Jar Jar Binks. In the Ewoks, why would you even be mad at Ewoks?
Ewoks kicked some tail.
They did.
Yes. With some sticks and rocks.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I really listen, if there's one thing that Blabbermouth here can do, he can explain why something's sexy to anybody. Why is Jar Jar Binks sexy?
Well, one... He has beautiful long ears, or whatever those dangly things are. Because
the have you seen his tongue?
Yeah, I was about to have you seen the things he does with his tongue? He's like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he could probably go to town.
On what?
Anything that I would ask him to go to town on, if I said it was for political reasons.
Is Jar Jar a boy or a girl?
Oh.
Did they ever, I never saw any sort of sexual.
And he's an alien. He could be either one.
Yeah, I don't know. They never talked about it.
Maybe they're like, asexual.
Jar Jar sounds like a boy's name.
He sounds like a boy.
But you never heard of Jin Jin or Shanae Nae.
Oh, God. That's true. Shanae Banks. Yeah, that's true. Okay, next word. Just describe what I'm gonna. Okay, here we go.
Metaphysical.
Jabba the Hutt.
Needs to get on a diet. Jabba the Hutt. Let's see. One big word.
Silence.
I don't know. I mean,
what kind of language did he speak? You know that one Def Leppard song? Is that his language?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's pretty nice. Very good observation there. He was in that Def Leppard song. They're speaking Hutt.
Yeah,
Huttonese. I don't know if that's true or not.
I bet he makes some good wonton soup.
I think he was speaking Spanish.
Yes,
but. No, I mean, Jabba the Hutt. I don't. One word would be weird. I mean, it's like everyone complains about Jar Jar, but at the same time, Jabba the Hutt never moved. I understand back then maybe he was more like a puppet or whatever, but it's like he never had that much life. He was an important part. Yeah, he was one of the original parts and characters. But it's like, what did Jabba do that was so much more worth not talking crap about versus Jar Jar Binks or somebody else? And it's like, Jabba the Hutt...
He seemed kind of like an emperor. I think that's his importance.
But he barely had any lines, and then he got choked out and made me feel uncomfortable with his tub.
Gooey stuff coming from his mouth.
And what was he eating? Was he eating frogs? It looked like frogs.
I always thought it was like his children or something when I was little.
His children?
Yeah.
Just reaching the bowl.
I'm so hungry. I'm like Kronos. I'm going to eat my children.
Until you see the Clone Wars and you realize the Jedi's have to save his son. Isn't it his son?
Yeah, his son. Yeah.
And his son was cute. Little Jabbas are cute when they're little, but then when they grow up, you want to put them down
Is one in the first movie of the second trilogy.
Is there a little one?
Yeah, there's a little one in there, and I'm wondering if that's supposed to be Jabba.
That's called the Phantom Menace.
Are you sure it wasn't in the first one when they were at the pod racing?
Yeah, that's what I meant. The first of the second trilogy.
No, because during the pod racing... You see Jabba coming to the stands waving at
people.
And
I think his wife and child walked up with him, slithered up
with
him.
But see, that's the question now. Is that really Jabba, or is that supposed to be, the little one is supposed to be Jabba?
No, that's Jabba. They talked to him, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember they were threatening Watto with, well, if you don't stay true to your bet, we're going to have a talk with Jabba.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, we're there. Very good. So, with the new movies getting ready to come out, what is it? What needs to happen? I mean, do you think they're going to kill off Han Solo?
I don't understand why Harrison Ford hates his character so much as Han Solo and doesn't like doing it. That I'm sorry, Han or Harrison Ford, but that's what you're famous for and known for. Yeah, I don't care about any of your movies, Air Force One or any of that crap. You're Indiana Jones, and you're Han Solo, and that's all I need. I think they're going to kill him off because they're not staying true, are they, to the...
The expanded universe has been nixed gone. From
yeah, that's crazy.
Disney creation.
So they're many not... people are mad about that. There's no more expanded universe. You just have, like, 9 books now or something like that. I'm not sure how many, but... There's not that many books left. All the stuff about the... What is it where it's just about, like, the... Even before the whole Clone Wars and everything.
The Old Republic?
Yeah, all that's gone now.
Well, I don't know if they're... I mean, I don't know.
How do you... Are you at all nervous about how Leia's going to look?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she's going to look pitiful.
See, now here's the thing. I do know from reading articles with her that she has been hitting the gym since immediately.
Well, she can come hit this gym.
Man! Oh! Anyway.
Bring that golden bikini.
Yeah. I wonder how she looks in it now. Can you imagine that?
Does
the
it
first,
matter? That's the, I mean, if she were to walk up to you in that, be like, hey, check it out, it's me. Are you not going to do
but
it?
What if she but what if she's weight? Like dripping out of it? Like,
yeah, what if she looks like Honey Boo Boo's mom?
But still.
But in a gold
like,
bikini.
Yeah,
yes.
Me, Princess Leia, doesn't matter what she looked like.
She's
it happened.
Yeah.
I have action figures of her.
Do you really? There's,
no, I'm just saying. I do, but I'm just saying. It'd be like, yeah, I got with this.
Well, you do.
Just carry it around with you.
Yeah.
Woo!
I was with this. Wow, that's disturbing.
I don't think she'll look that bad.
Can you take off the outfit that she's wearing?
No, that should have. They should go back and remake it.
Did you try?
Probably.
Yeah.
You just sit there like, come on off. Get off here.
I think.
I wonder. Okay, let's just move forward.
I just learned from Keeper over here the other. I don't know why I didn't look it up. That Luke was in a car wreck.
That's why
car
they did.
Car wreck.
Right. Quotation marks in the air.
Car wreck as in a X-Wing. And he got his face all messed up. And I didn't even... I've always thought he looked a little bit different. And I thought, well, maybe he just changed a lot. Maybe he started smoking. Like, something happened to this poor man. But no, it was because of the car wreck.
It was,
now he looks
it was a
so
daggum
ugly.
Lightsaber mistake. If you notice in the first one, when he first opens that lightsaber, he's like, ooh, what is this thing? Like all close to his face. He almost killed Obi-Wan right off
what
the bat.
What if he would have killed Obi-Wan in that when they're learning how to use a lightsaber?
Have you guys ever seen that meme where he's handing, where Obi-Wan is handing the lightsaber to Luke and it says, your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough. And at the bottom it says, he killed a bunch of children with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Sicko.
So.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I guess.
What was it? It was code. Or what was the code? 69?
Order 66? Order 66?
Order 66?
Was it 66?
I think so. So. When. Should they really, I mean, Disney is really, you know, going to, from what we're hearing.
Disney is going to milk this cow.
Yes.
That means
I mean, they just paid $4 billion for it, okay? So, here's the thing. They're taking Hollywood Studios and basically turning it into Star Wars now.
Heck yeah.
The hat
That's
is
awesome.
Gone. You know, the
what?
Big, the blue hat.
Let's be honest. Yeah. The hat was dumb.
No, wait, stop. The hat was a landmark.
It was in the way. You always had to be like, well, where the freak is this? I don't know because I can't see because this freaking wizard hat's in the way.
Yeah, but the hat was like a landmark. It was always like, I'm going to Indiana Jones. You're going to Tower of Terror. Meet back here at the hat in 1 hour, and that's how you find it. Now
First
what are you going to do? What are you going to be like, oh, now we're going to
meet me at Tower of Terror because that's the only ride that matters. Because I'm going to be on it all day long.
I've never ridden it. I'm a baby when it comes to rides.
And I'm here to tell you right now, how big is Mickey Mouse that he wore the hat?
Mickey Mouse is an 80-foot rat.
I think Disney's making a mistake with Star Wars by stopping all video game production or whatever they're doing with it.
I agree with that.
Because what is the biggest thing for kids nowadays? Your son is
drugs.
Super young,
but you need to
and
stop
he's
them.
All about video games. Every kid's about video games, younger and younger. They know how to work my phone better than I do, and you're just going to stop making video games. That is a huge market to spread Star Wars to young people to keep it alive.
So, did they say why they're doing that?
No, I didn't hear a reason why.
Because Walt Disney's head is frozen,
apparently.
Oh yeah, Walt Disney's head is frozen
in carbonite.
And I would like to point out, he never did my ice bucket challenge.
Nope.
Oh, that is true. I know you challenged
the
frozen
head
of Walt Disney.
Yeah, Villa Rica Police didn't do it. Shame on them.
Yes. Wow. So, where do you think the Star Wars... I mean, is it... If you could choose... Okay, this will be good. If you could choose a storyline for, like, the new characters... Uh-huh. To where the storyline goes, what would you guys do? Like, what would you add?
Well, you know, did you ever listen or read the Timothy Zahn 7, 8, 9?
No.
I thought those were great stories. But anyway, apparently Luke is going to be... Now, this is not Timothy Zahn. But apparently Luke is going to be in hiding because at this point in time, he has become the most powerful Jedi ever, and he's struggling in between, like, oh, I'm so powerful, I might go dark side, so I got to put myself into hiding because I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm too much of a sissy to control all my feelings.
They need to get out of your way.
So, I think they might stay true to some of the expanded universe, like, eventually he will slightly turn dark side, but Han's children and Leia's children are going to come in and bring him back. So I think that's the route they should go, and I'm hoping that's the route they are going.
I hope I would not have Han Solo killed. I would say Harrison Ford, suck it, and keep Harrison Ford
now
alive.
We don't know that he's going to die, but, you know, yeah. It would be a mistake to kill him, I think.
Well, apparently, back when they were filming the originals, yeah, he tried to talk Lucas into killing him off, and Lucas was like, no, because you got to have children with Leia, so we can't kill you off. So apparently he's been trying to talk, or either has talked J.J. Abrams into killing him off.
If I was told I have to have babies with Princess Leia, I would have right then, without a script, started going at it.
Okay. She's still in costume. I'm getting paid, right?
All
right.
So listen. Let's talk about the two things that we haven't yet to mention. R2-D2 and C-3PO.
They better be in the movie.
Okay. Now, I know that I saw in the preview R2 or an R2 is there. And I guess...
Had to have been Luke's hand.
Yeah.
There's that new Spanish soccer ball. That has robotic...
Arriba!
Goal! It did look like a soccer ball.
Yeah.
That's apparently a real robot, too.
Yeah, it's not fake. It's a real robot.
R2-D2 is supposed to be in it, because I read an article just recently that said the same exact little person that was in R2-D2 is going to be in R2-D2 in this movie.
Kenny something. I can't think of his last name. But
Kenny Loggins.
Is it Kenny Loggins? Can you imagine R2 driving through, got a cut foot loose? It's like, what was the other song? Highway to the danger zone.
Tatooine.
Kenny Loggins. Anyway.
I think, though... I hope I'm not wrong, but Disney, to me, is doing pretty decent with the superhero movies.
I disagree.
You're dying. I'm listening to you die.
Yeah, I think...
Disney is killing superhero movies.
You think so?
Oversaturating.
Okay, well, that's another show.
They're
going to
do that to Star Wars, though, possibly. But that's also kind of cool, because it's like, everyone wants... Maybe that's going to be bad. Everyone wants so much Star Wars now that it's coming back. And it's like, when it comes back, are they going to pop out side movie?
Yeah.
You know.
Like next December comes out Rogue One.
Yeah. And it's like, well, that's going to be multiple parts.
Which is
probably
happening at the right before the beginning of A New Hope.
I'm going to be confused.
Is the Rebels getting the plans for the Death Star.
Right. But it's like, are they going to go too crazy with it and it's going to hurt? They're just doing it to pop out more movies for money, and it's going to hurt the quality of the film. Because graphic-wise, the first thing I noticed when I watched the new trailer was how awesome the Destroyer looked that was in the desert, crashed.
Right.
Think about all the dead belly bodies.
Oh, my. Yeah, there's a lot of dead people on that thing.
It's okay, they're all clones.
How about that one scene where they got the new Imperial sign up and the new Stormtroopers? It was like freaking like Hitler and the Nazis going on
it
there.
It really was. I don't like their masks because it makes it look like they're smiling.
I think
it's
pretty
cool.
But wow, I was in stereo.
But how cool did the... I mean, they didn't look that much different, but the new TIE fighter pilots The black with the red accents looked incredible. And then I would like to know more about this Chrome Trooper.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure everybody in the universe and big Star Wars fans are listening to this, know everything about the Chrome Trooper. But suck it, I don't. Send us an email. But he looked fantastic.
I think he's all chromed out, so when he's coming at you in the desert, you're blinded so you can't see him. Since his aim is just awful.
Could he
anyways.
Be a red hat?
I want to get right up next to them. They can't see me because the sun's gleaming right in their eyes.
The real chrome trooper is really just a redneck from Georgia that got really excited and couldn't afford a truck.
I believe it's called Alabama Chrome.
Yeah.
So,
and then he couldn't afford a truck, so he just got his suit chromed out.
Yeah.
Could
that
be.
Makes sense.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Okay, so before we continue, I want to fill you guys in on, again, who we are. We are three members of the Atlanta rock band, the Bay City Psychos. You could get us on iTunes, right? And we have a website.
Spotify, too. All those sites. Set up your Bay City Psychos Pandora radio station. Check us out at baycitypsychos.com.
Yeah, you can. As a matter of fact, you can download one of our albums.
Our first album, Dr. Smooth Mud and the Intergalactic Munchkin Force.
Totally free. Just go on there, download it, enjoy it. And through the show, all the music that you've been hearing is from our band as well. Okay, so this was fun.
This was fun.
So, but the key thing that until those next movies come out, they definitely, with the second set of trilogy, that they didn't even come close to topping the originals, correct?
They weren't bad. The main problem with me, everybody knew what was going to happen.
It's a love story.
But it's like, when Anakin goes bad and then gets all chopped up and burned alive... You know, you should have been shocked when he becomes Darth Vader, but it's like, we already knew. So there was no shock factor.
Right. But if you watch the end of that movie now, and then walk it right into New Hope, it's like seeing them fly up towards the Death Star gives it like a whole new feeling.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, how about the remake of A New Hope they're talking about? Zac Efron playing Luke Skywalker.
Okay, now this sounds like an awful nightmare of a thing that you just said. I'm not going to listen to you because I know it's fake.
I'm telling you, Disney's listening to me. And if you pick Zac Efron when you redo this, I better see a check. That's all I'm saying. At least Lifetime passes to Disney.
I'll take
that.
That
will suffice.
I'll take that. And no, we need a condo down there so we have a place to stay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get,
I see it this way.
Something.
In the castle.
Yeah.
What is it called? No, it's Walt Disney's...
Yeah, whatever they built for him, he never got stay in or whatever.
Yeah.
The whorehouse? But I see it as... We're younger. We're a different generation than you.
Thanks for bringing that up.
And...
You're welcome.
It's like... I guess I can't imagine, even though when I was a kid and I first saw the original three... You know, I mean, it was amazing, but it was like when I'm not sure how old you were, but you were probably weren't a really little kid.
Which one?
The original three.
Oh, I was 7 to probably 12.
See, I saw them when I was like, maybe about that, but for you, you didn't grow up with crazy special effects like we see on everything. Video games, everything, it's like it all looks... beyond realistic, fake, whatever. And it's like, so I think the old movies may appeal a little bit less to younger generations because of the graphics aren't as great, but oh my gosh, the things that they can make happen with what they had was incredible. Let's not leave that part out. But you watch the new three, just like we have a friend right now, and that's the one we've been watching all the Star Wars movies, and that's the ones he wants to watch the most because of the, they look incredible. We all knew the story, but it's like for kids that started with those, they didn't know, and it's like, I don't know, they have more appealing visuals, I guess. Everyone hates Jar Jar Binks, but Jar Jar Binks wasn't too bad. The droids were kind of annoying, but they were fine. And, I mean, I have nothing that I truly hate about any of the Star Wars movies.
I know you're fanatical. I know you're fanatical. What did you think about the fact that they put words in Darth Vader's mouth at the end of Return of the Jedi where, for the Blu-ray, where when, and then he goes, no, no, and then he picks up, you know, the Emperor and throws him, you know, down the...
I thought it was cool.
It really upset me that they did that.
Well, actually, I don't know if you remember, but I did some work for you, and you gave me your regular copies of Star Wars on DVD, and that's what we're watching at his house, and we noticed, even in that version, there are a lot of, you know, we've seen them before, but now we're trying to focus on all the extended parts. And there's some,
things just were not, he cantina, went back and just added stuff that was just
like that chick singing.
Cheap. It was just stupid.
It was
that was a
music video.
That was so annoying.
It's like an alien Shakira or something.
It was, you can look at the lips to tell. But it was, I mean, that was pointless. Now, I do believe at the end of the Return of the Jedi in the regular ones, it might just be the Blu-ray, that they went in and edited it, and I believe you see Anakin Skywalker as Darth Vader.
Instead at
of
the end,
instead
ghost.
Of the old Darth Vader, yeah.
Now, first off, I guess it was a different point in time, but they could have used...
Why the freak would he have went back to his young self after he died? I can't remember. Did they go back and change Obi-Wan, too, to Ewan McGregor?
No.
So it was... That makes no sense.
Well, still...
Like, what... Did he have a... earwig going on or something? He was like, I'm just going to change Anakin Skywalker altogether.
In the original one, it was the old guy that played. Yeah.
Why James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader? Why couldn't they let him be Darth Vader? And who cares if Luke was half black?
Can you imagine if they would have used like the guy that did that was Carl in Sling Blade? I'm your father.
I'm gonna cut your hand off.
Oh, some people call it a lightsaber. Other people call it. I don't know.
What is the deal with
I call
George
it
Lucas?
A flashy zoom.
And
zoom.
Everybody that if you get your hand cut off, you know you're important. So it's like, maybe if I get my hand cut off, I'll be successful in life and make some money.
Well, we'll do that
I'll
right
tell you
after
what?
The show.
If I could get my hand cut off and get this cool robotic hand, heck yeah.
What?
You probably have, like, super strength in that hand. You probably could do some, like, Dragon Ball Z stuff. And
I'd be worried that I'd go to do something, you know, fun.
Get caught in the gears.
Oh, my God, what is that?
You must shave your lower
ribs. Like, stuck in your zipper.
There is an episode of The Big Bang Theory where Howard creates a robotic hand, and it gets clamped on him, and he has to go to the hospital. It's the funniest thing. Okay, so listen, we're going to end this episode. We're going to revisit Star Wars after we go see the new ones in December.
All right.
We'll revisit Star Wars then. Until then, next time we get together, we are going to discuss the very popular movie series. And they don't know that we're going to do this, so I'm just going to throw...
Twilight.
No, definitely not.
Oh, my gosh. If we're doing Twilight...
Edward and Jake.
I am going to be so excited.
Okay, we're gonna talk about Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. All right.
All right. Now, we're not only going to talk about movies. We're going to talk about music and current topics and stuff like that. But next
like getting drunk from your butthole.
Yes. Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
I just want to say, I haven't seen Back to the Future... And I can't even tell you how many years. I was a kid last time I saw them. It just, you know, I've bought lots of movies. My parents have watched lots of movies. I don't know what happened. I remember it vaguely. Me and Keeper are going to have to get together and rewatch them. And then I'll be able to tell you from my point almost as Holy mess, I'm seeing this for the first time, kind of.
Sure.
And how it'll wow me at this age versus, like, if I talk to you about Harry Potter, I could tell you everything in the world already at this age.
We'll get into Potter another time. Thank you guys for being on. My name is Gadget. That is
Keepo.
And that is the world's sexiest man,
William Dafoe. Blabbermouth.
Thank you very much for listening to Bay City Podcast. Peace!